We are very much towards the end of Hilchos Birkas HaShachar. Before we move on to Birkas HaTorah, there is an interesting Ramah, the last two lines of the Ramah, which is very relevant indeed. On a day-to-day basis, or particularly so on Shabbos, with regards to saying Shema Yisrael at the very beginning of davening, at the beginning, before you, after Birkas HaShachar. The Ramah says the following. That's very interesting. Does anybody say Baruch Shem afterwards? Do you say Baruch Shem after saying Shema Yisrael? Baruch Shem, you do say, you don't say?
Interesting. Good to know.
Good to know.
The same question
every day. Yeah, okay. So let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. What the Ramah says. Toiv loima b'shachis. It is good to say b'shachis after achas Shema Yisrael. And he's referring to literally at the very beginning of davening. To say after... To say, when we say Shema Yisrael, to say after that, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Eloi Lam Voed. Why is that? So you should say at the very beginning of davening, you should say Shema, and you should say Baruch Shem immediately after. Why is that? Kilif Amin, because occasionally, Shoyin, we wait in Kriya Shema, we delay Kriya Shema, Likroiso, to read it Shaloi Bizmano. Occasionally, we say Shema, proper Shema, later on, we say it until it's past the Zman. And we know that if you say Shema after Zman, you're not Yoitze. Therefore, it is right to say at the very beginning of davening, to say Shema Yisrael, to say after it's Baruch Shem, because if you say Baruch Shem, it concludes the Ramah, the last words, V'yoitze b'zeh ikim b'yoitze b'zeh. So the meaning of the Ramah is that if you say Shema Yisrael at the beginning of davening, it's good practice to say afterwards Baruch Shem. Because if you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloi Lam Voed, you'll actually be Yoitze with the Shema that you said at the very beginning of davening. And that is very good. Because sometimes you'll only say Shema much later. And sometimes it's going to be past Zman. What are you going to do? It's going to be past Zman. You're not going to be Yoitze. So therefore, if you say Shema at the beginning of davening and you say the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloi Lam Voed, then you're actually going to be Yoitze. And that's the good thing to do. Very good. So the Reis Sanot. Yeah. So says the Mishneh Berurah, because it's not as easy as that. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Lamed. He addresses, what about people who are davening at a very early minion, such as 27 or such an unsociable hour of the day, and they finish davening by 7:30 or something like that? It's unacceptable. Yeah. Yeah. So, Do they also need to say Shema Yisrael and after Baruch Shem, or for them it's not relevant at all? Because surely, when they're going to say Shema, it's still going to be within the Zman.
And it's
said
again, because when they first said it was still
enough. Oh, says the Mishneh Berurah, Tzivkot Lamed B'Shachis, even the people who daven very early, and they do say Kriya Shema, they say, yeah, as you're saying, really, really early, you're certainly not going to be Yoitzik Kriya Shema. Nevertheless, the custom is to always say Baruch Shem afterwards. The custom is to always say, yes, you don't need to really. It could even be that the first Shema, you can't even be Yoitzik. But the meaning is to always say Baruch Shem afterwards, even if you don't actually need that Shema. And however, people have the minhag to say after before Yishtabach uveseiros chokos ulei Shema Yisrael. There ain loy ma'achav poch shem kvachzul loy lamvoed. There you don't say it. No need to. Does anybody say uveseiros chokos ulei Shema Yisrael? Say minhag anybody? So why do you say Shema Yisrael? Well, I don't know why you say Shema Yisrael. Then I don't know why what minhag is based on. Nope. I don't know why it's based on, but you certainly shouldn't say Baruch Shem after that.
If it's Shabbos morning and you're going to miss the month, you'll probably say all three.
Very good, yes. It doesn't, right. Okay, let's get to that shortly. We'll see, we'll need to be halacha for that. We'll get to that. Okay, we'll see Mishnah. Let's get to that in a minute. Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Sivkot Lamed Aleph. Kilif Amim, because occasionally, Perush, Mishum Lif Amim Shayin Atzibu, sometimes the Tzibu delays. Lochein Yoimru Bechol Pam, therefore we should say at all times, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Le'olam Voed, the Beloi Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Le'olam Voed, if you fail to say those, if you don't say those words, Loi Nere Akriya Shema, the Kriya Shema does not appear, Rak only, Kesipot Vorim, it's only an additional point, you're not Yoitze Shema, you're just saying that, the psukim, but you're not yotze shema with it. Ach, but yechaven shloi lotzeis. You should have intention not to be yotze. So if you don't need to come on to that, if you're going to say shema later on, says the Mishnah Berurah, a very important point. If you know that when you're going to say shema later, it's still going to be the zman. Says the Shulchan, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to have positive intention. You're not yotze without Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Let's see these words. Achicham Shalot says, Elohim ken yireh shehatzibur yavo zman kriyas Shema. Aval kshelo yavru, but if you're not going to delay Shema late, it's not going to be past the zman. Motav, it is better. Lot says it kriyas Shema imatzibur. It is better, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's a very important point. That's the crunch here. That if you know that the Shema you're going to say later with a tzibur is going to be within the zman still. It's still within the zman. It is better to be yoytze then. Why is that aboytzai? Why is it better to be yoytze shema later? That's why you can say it with the brachas. You're saying it with the brachas. And you're saying it to tefillah. So it's better to say shema with a tzibur later if you can, if it's within the zman. Therefore, you need to have, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to have kavon shloi lotzeis. If you know that the Shema you're going to say later is going to be still within the Zman, you need to have the Kavon and not to be Yotze with the first Shema, because you're saying now Baruch Shem Kavon Achzul Olam Vayel. So you could be Yotze with that Shema. So when you're saying it, say, you know, I don't intend to be Yotze now. Yeah.
So why not just not say Baruch
Shem? You could.
Number one.
You could.
It's a lot easier. Because otherwise it's completely pointless. And secondly, why can't you say it twice and still be Yotze with
because what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah's Malach is you can only be Yotze Shema once. You can't make it better, you can't improve the Shema by being more adding more Hiduim to it after having been Yotze. So if you have said Shema initially without brachas, you're Yotze now, and it's going to remain on that level of not Mehudah de Geshma. Because you cannot, the brachas of later, when you're going to say Shema later on with the brachas, it's too late. Not at kedei kach. It's not at kedei kach. You're still saying, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah.
If you're because of the brachas, then you're achieving something. And if you're not able to...
It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. But the brachas, the takon of the brachas of kriyas shema is even if you're not yotze kriyas shema. The truth is, if you daven early mal, if you're going to do that every single night, you're not yotze shema, but you're saying the brachas to it. The brachas is takon on its own. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah with the point that was mentioned earlier. Achichavon shloi lotzeis, elim ken yoresh atzibu yavuz mian kashma. So if you fear that maybe Shema will later be said, maybe after the time, then you should say, Borshen kvach shloi lomvoed. But if you think that you're going to say within this man, then have an intention not to be yotze. Avol kshelo yavu, mutav lotzeis yidiki ha-shmaim atzibu, shatzibu yikru kol shloisha pashis. The tzibu is going to say all three pashis. Uvivich oiseo, with its pochas. Kmo shetiknu chazal lechatchila. As was the takana of chazal lechatchila. Ovemokem, in a place, shiyore that he fears, shatzibu yavuz man kriya shma. Place that you're concerned that maybe we're going to say shma too late. Yechaven liboy kedin kriya shma, yechaven lotzis bezi amitzah shei kriya shma. You should have the proper intention. I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya shma now. The mitzvah deiraisi kaim alon besimen samach, seivtalat the mitzvah tziches kavona. Mentioned, if you think you need this Shema now to be Yotze, you should say all three Parshas. In other words, if you're davening on Shabbos, and you know that Shema will be said with the Tzibur, past the Zman, and you're now proceeding with the Brachas, and you're saying the Shema, which is still within the Zman, comes out from the Mishnah Berurah, you should have kavanah to be yoytze mitzvahs kriyas shema, and you should say all three parshas. Because the shema you're going to say later with the brachas, it's too late, it's past the zman. If, however, the shema that which is said later with the tzibur is going to be still within the zman, then the intention should be, I'm just saying it because it's part of the tefillah, but I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of shema with it. And you just move on. But you should say Baruch Shem, yeah. I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. I hear that. It's a very valid point. There's no... Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. It's a valid point. It sounds like the Mishnah understood that it's somewhere part of the Nusach HaTfilah or something. It's a valid point. I really appreciate your point. Yeah.
If you've got there's a Mishnah Deraisa to do of saying Shema. So does that override the fact that you're saying to get the brokers, which is the Deraisa? What do you even say? Do I just say it? Get it done. If you do Mishnah Deraisa, say it.
You're saying even if there's later is there's even if later is within this man?
Yeah. Say it when you can. You said it that early.
Says, but what are you going to do about the brokers? What are you going
to... Well, you have to say them anyway. You can say them as part of the
Dabbah. Yeah, but ideally, you should join... You should say Shema with its brachas. Ideally. Lechatchila. Now, if not... But it's fine. But we're trying to fulfill the lechatchila over here. To say Shema with its brachas.
Okay, Shema is the
deraisa. But, yeah, but the way to fulfill this deraisa in the mehutadig way is with its brachas. Yeah. Where it gets a little bit... complex, maybe, is when it comes to the machloikas about the zmanim. Sof zman kiyashma of the Morgan Avram, which is early. Sof zman kiyashma of the Vilna Gon, which is a bit later. It's actually machloikas rishonim, but that's the way we name them. So what happens if your yoitz is shma with one zman, but not the other? You've got the shma which is said with shul. You're still within the zman of the Gon, but it's past the zman of the Morgan Avram. What do you do then? That's an interesting shaila. Yeah, if the Shema, which is said later, is within the Zman of the Gon, but it's past the Zman of the, past the Sof Zman Kiyah Shema of the Morgan Avon, what do you do then? That's what the Bialocha asks over here. And it appears from the Bialocha, what would you do? Intention when he said, or not intention, yeah?
I heard on the name of Rav, what was it, Shul in Hanaf?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said to his Kehillah, that I don't know why everyone's so mucked on the Zman of Rebbeinu Tam, because we're asking for the Bnei Ashkenaz that we follow the Gra, and that's what the Halakha is, and we've been Makriya, and you just don't need to worry about it.
Right, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. That's a very interesting point. It's interesting, and I hear that. There is, however, a bit of a mockum to Mechalik between Eretz Yisrael and England. And Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, the Yishuv was very much into the Hacha of the Vilna Gaon, with regards to Zmanim and other areas of Halacha as well. Because the Yishuv was established by the Talmidei of the Vilna Gaon, the Pushim. And therefore, the Psak of the Vilna Gaon goes further than in other Kiddush, which are established from centuries before, which didn't have the Vilna Gaon's Psak as established as there. So there's a bit of Mokum L'Chalek, although I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot Lamed Gimel. He says V'yoytze Bazeh. I'm bedogim Mavav v'chem b'chidush b'kveiga shekosu de b'choyle yichav elotzes elim ken niach tefillin mekoydim. He says, what happens if you're davening a late shachis on a regular weekday? What happens is that you know that the Shema later that you're going to say proper Shema later with the brachas is going to be past the zman. So he says, well, you have to make sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to ensure when you're saying that first Shema, you need to ensure to have your tefillin on. Because we all know that somebody who says Shema without the tefillin is kilu made sheker. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you need to ensure to have your tefillin on when you say that first Shema, if on weekdays, if the later the proper Shema you're going to say later is past the zman. The kolakoy ki Shema b'li tefillin kilu made edu sheker be'atzmoi. Right. However, if you can, Mishnah Berurah finishes off that if you cannot get hold of the tefillin, certainly should say it now if it's really an onus. Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting duke. It's a very valid duke. It's an interesting duke. I don't know. It sounds a bit like it. It's an interesting. Yeah, I hear that duke. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's an interesting duke. Very valid point. Simon Mem Zayin speaks about Birkas HaTorah. Simon Zayin speaks about Birkas HaTorah, the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. And indeed, it's fascinating how much we see, we learn between the lines of this Simon. We see about the Cheshivas of Torah, which is the beauty of Torah. And we all know, of course, the Vilna Gaon saying that you're fulfilling every single word of Torah, every single word of Torah that you actually utter from your mouth, you're fulfilling a mitzvah, Seder Yisrael. So think about Shiloh HaKan, think about Micah, think about all these mitzvahs, this whole action which is necessary to fulfill in order to fulfill a mitzvah. When it comes to Torah, Talmud Torah, it's actually need to utter every word that you utter, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. What is interesting is, what about thinking Torah? When you actually fulfill a mitzvah, by thinking Torah, by hearing Torah, and of course you're certainly fulfilling a mitzvah, but do you require a Birkas HaTorah for thinking in Torah? to require Torah for listening to Torah, to require Birkas al Torah if you're about to write a Torah and you don't actually say anything. All these questions will be covered in this siman. Very interesting shailas. Just to maybe to introduce this by a story of the Halakha Chofetz Chaim. Halakha Chofetz Chaim was in Radin, of course, we all know. Who would know Radin even for the Chofetz Chaim? But there was a yeshiva there, which was headed by the Granat, by Reb Naftali Trop. He was a yeshiva there. And the Granat was at one point very, very seriously ill. Very seriously ill. Chedush Reb Naftali, the Sefer Chedush Reb Naftali, Reb Naftali Trop, the Granat. He was very seriously ill. And being the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Naftali was a yeshiva. And being the Rosh Yeshiva, they felt that since he was so seriously ill, there's nothing more appropriate in order to get him a refuah shleima. Old Davin, of course, and they said Tehillim, of course. But I felt there's nothing more appropriate to ask for his refuah shleima than by what's the most appropriate. What would you have guessed? The learning Torah. So in order to do this in a very in a very real way, they sat around the table and they invited the Heilige Chofetz Chaim to join them. And they said, headed by some of the Choshver Rabbonim and Rosh Yeshivas, the first one started off saying, I'm donating 2 hours of my learning for the Refuah Shleima of the Heilige Reb Naftali. And the other person followed and he said, I'm donating 4 hours of my learning for the Refuah Shleima. And they went on, one said, I'm giving a whole day of my learning for the Refuah Shleima of Reb Naftali, until he reached the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim thought for a long time, and they approached the Chofetz Chaim, how much are you donating for the Refuah Shleima of Reb Naftali? It was so close. Can imagine, Chofetz Chaim in Radin, Reb Naftali, being the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. They were close for many, many years. And it doesn't, you know, you can imagine what closeness and what Shaychus they had over many, many years. And he thought for a minute and he said, not sure. And he looked and he said, I'll try 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And when approached and when asked, it came out that he said, the Chofetz Chaim explained that 1 minute of learning of Torah is so much. He thinks he needs this chus himself. He needs this chus of Torah himself. He's at 5 minutes, just about 5 minutes. That's a huge, immense chus, but he needs every single minute for himself. 5 minutes he can give away, but he can't give away more than that. That's what he said, 5 minutes he can give away. And that was, of course, the message that comes out from it, is the unbelievable chesed of every single minute. Every single word, that's what Chofetz Chaim understood. And this certainly is the right introduction for Dinei Birkas HaTorah. And this is indeed the first words of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph telling us, Birkas HaTorah tzorich lizor b'ma'oid. Not only Talmud Torah, but the bracha prior to learning Torah, one needs to be very, very careful. There, that leads straight into the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, which tells us, Birkas HaTorah, Ayin B'Shagas Ayin, Simen Chof Dalet, the Masik She Birkas HaTorah Min HaTorah. The actual bracha of Birkas HaTorah, the Shagas Ayin is Midoraisa. There is the Machlokes, but the Shagas Ayin Paskens is Midoraisa. Nafkumin, of course, will be what happens if a person forgot if he said Birkas HaTorah. Now he wants to learn Torah, and he forgot as to whether he actually said Birkas HaTorah or not. Does he need to say it Baruch HaNos? Sofek Deraisa, the Chomer we normally say. So the actual Bracha is Deraisa. So Sofek Deraisa, the Chomer. That's indeed how the Mishnah Berurah Paskens. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and discusses what happens if a person said Ava Rabba? Does that work as well? And that's an interesting discussion as to whether Ava Rabba, you can be yoitzed Bracha of Ava Rabba, Bracha of Birkas HaTorah by going through Ava Rabba, which is actually relevant sometimes in Shavuos, but at the other occasions as well. And we'll discuss that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, so we have to finish a few minutes early. Just to recap what we covered today, we started speaking about the fact that Shema Yisrael is to be said at very early after the brachas. You ought to then say Baruch Shem Kvam Achasul Lo Ilam Voed. According to Mishnah Berurah, it comes out that you should say Baruch Shem Kvam Achasul Lo Ilam Voed and the three parshas if you think you need to say that at a stage, because later you're not going to be yoitz to the mitzvah anymore because it's too late. However, if you don't need to come on to this Shema Yisrael now, then have kavanah not to be yoitz, because you're going to say it in a better moment, how to take away later with the brachas, the Shema later with the brachas. That's better. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you do need to come onto this Shema now, and it's in a weekday, and sure to have your tefillin on. Simon Mem Zayin starts off saying that Birkas HaTorah should be very careful, and we learn the Shagas Ayah as well, who points out that according to Halacha LeMaaseh, that the actual bracha is Medraisa as well. And we shall continue tomorrow.